We're live.
Taney County BOE back in session. Okay. We have four items on the agenda, four parcels on the agenda today, and then we also have a motion for us to reconsider a decision we made on BOE 2022-22 and 2022-23 based on some new information.
Do we want to call Bob Paulson since he's our guy today?
Is he, as far as we know, is he going to be here today, I thought, or let me...
I thought he was going to be here, but I'm not sure.
That or you can add my garage, since that doesn't need anything.
I don't know if Mr. Paulson is in court today or not. I know that Jeff it's a fairly busy day over at Circuit Court today. All right, let's go ahead and take up BOE 2022-3, and I'm going to try to call. I need the code.
Okay.
For the phone. I was sitting here. I'm not sure where it went.
I see it not.
I have to think about what mine was. Thank you. We used that meat last time.
That's a different one, but I'll go ahead. What's this person's name again?
Scott Roberts.
This is Scott Roberts.
Hello, Scott.
Mr. Roberts, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. You got a moment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We continued you a couple times because we hadn't been able to reach you, but I think, I think today... you have BOE number 2022-3. That's a condominium at 180 Canyon Crossing. That's 180 Canyon Crossing, yes. Is the LLC, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is this a classification issue whether is it used in a rental pool?
Well, the issue was last year they changed a bunch of things to where the first house you had was a certain way and then the others were 100% commercial?
Correct. That was the BOE's decision last year, and you get to pick if you own multiple houses that in Taney County that you use for nightly rental, you get to pick which one is you're using as both your own vacation home and which one and the rest of them are commercial. So that's the – if you have several of them – under common ownership, that's how the decision came down. So this particular property, is this just one of the rentals, or?
This was the house that last year was specified for the
2575?
Yes, and this year it was changed to 100% commercial.
Okay.
And so I called in, and I can relate what
the assessor is here with us right now. So I mean, is this the only you haven't specified any of the other ones you're not arguing any other ones. It's just this one, right?
It's just this one, yes, sir.
Okay. And all the rest are in a rental program and 100% commercial?
They are. That's what they're designated right now, yes.
Okay. Do you know why that happened?
When they did the shift for different things, some fell through and didn't go to 22.
Okay.
So if he had it in 21, he should get it in 22.
Okay. So if this is the one that you're designating for the 25% commercial, 75% residential, that's what you're calling in about, basically, or that's what your appeal is about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'd make a motion to classify this as split use with the pursuant to our decision last year, and make this particular property the 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you for putting it on the appeal. We got you taken care of.
All right. Thanks for calling back a couple times. Sorry I was unavailable.
No problem. I was told that you were out of the country, so I understand. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
I don't know if it's congratulations.
You're right. Congratulations.
I'm a lawyer,
we're
so whenever you win the argument.
We're taking the amount of money that you really don't want us to take, but we're taking the amount, the lesser amount, because there was some type of error.
I just couldn't go in and make my own adjustments in 22 because that's not my.
All right. On the rest of these properties, we were waiting for some information from Mr. Paulson. I'm going to try to call Mr. Paulson. Okay, it appears Mr. Paulson is indisposed.
So what's the letter?
Sorry.
Is this just concerning what we'd already ruled on, not what we have before us today?
I think we ruled on something based on information he was trying to pull up on his computer about a closing statement. But he's correcting that. The representations he made in giving us totals, one for the water park and one for the other property. And I don't, you're on those two properties, can you pull up what we did already?
Do you know what the BOE numbers were?
Yeah,
22 and 23.
That's the water park, right? I believe.
Yeah.
And on the second one, what value did we get to?
And that was 23.
Yeah. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, thanks for Friday morning.
Is that right?
You may be coming in to sit down and get back up because Mr. Paul.
You guys go home at noon, don't you, on Fridays?
Yeah.
Isn't that banker's hour?
I get people calling me all day and night. Mr. Paulson's supposed to be here, but he's not here.
He may be stuck in court. I don't know. I was trying to call him.
The court was on Thursday.
Judge Merrill's also holding court on Friday, too. I'm actually have cases at 1 today.
On 2022-23, Greg Baker made a motion to set the appraised value of BOE 2022-23 to $750,000 and to deny the classification from commercial to residential. Jeff Reynolds seconded the motion. Motion passed by vote.
So, first one was $1,750,000 and the second one was $750,000, I guess.
That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure what he's asking here, though, for.
Yeah.
That's what we have. Are you sure he didn't just send this in as the verification of what we were asking for? Remember, this was based on the verification of these two numbers, and is this not the verification for it?
He's asking us to reconsider something.
Well, when they're not here to...
It says reconsider its motion... Okay, he said that he incorrectly, I mean, we set it at the...
You said at those two...
At those two numbers.
Yeah.
Can I...
Yeah, just a second. Let me just verify this. Yeah, I mean, they're not exact, but within a few thousand dollars, yes. Let me let Greg see. You want to? This is just the settlement statements. It's $1,754,310.
That's on the
and
park.
Center. Yeah, that was on the park, and then the other one was $752,660. Those were the closing statements, which we couldn't find last time.
Okay.
But that's
I thought they had said. Did he say that they paid $1,007,000 for both of them?
I think he was representing that they had paid $1,008,000. For both of them, but that he was wrong. He was
giving. Okay. So they paid $1,000,000.
But your motion set them at the amount.
Okay.
At the higher amount.
These were.
What these
yeah.
were.
Okay.
Basically.
So basically, it would go ones and millions.
I think he's just still arguing that they want it down to 1,700. Is probably what he's arguing, but we've already made that decision.
Yeah. It's close enough. Yeah. Can I read through this?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to give it back. Okay. She's going to.
So the assessor's only objection in all of this is that you heard these back last year and made decisions much higher, and now the proof that we have isn't even signed. We don't have any kind of appraisals. We just need some evidence that's got backing to it for your decisions so that I can use those when I'm assessing next year. For the new reassessment,
why would you reassess it after we've made a decision on it?
Okay. What I'm saying to you is, you know, the assessor has to get their numbers from something. We obviously can't get it from the MLS.
Understand.
And so I need some evidence. So if I know that all motels are going down rapidly in value, when we reassess, I need to take it into consideration.
That's a settlement statement. They don't have to be signed. I don't think that he's presenting false.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying it's false. I just need something. The assessor's office needs something to base their appraisals on when we do reassessments next year. Not just this property, but all of them.
And I believe Greg's motions were based on market value, right?
Well, so hotels are not, if you divide this by per unit. This is a distressed sale because there's some functional obsolescence with the indoor equipment and there's a lot of capital improvements. Hotels in town generally are doing very well, and so you can't make a generalization about this to everything.
Okay.
In other words, we're just doing it as to this particular property, is that what you're based on the obsolescence, right?
So if something fails on my house that gets condemned, I can also come in and get a break for a couple of years. That would work.
We're basing it on market value.
Okay.
So your house is based on your income. The